Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
According to research published in the journal Physical Review Letters,
morons, a lot of them.
A team of University of Portsmouth scientists says that our entire universe...
Uh-oh. Should we get high for this?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like, man, can I buy some pot
closest
from you?
I can get is some middling coffee. Will that do?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Is what?
These scientists say that our entire universe may be spatially flat... rather than space like a rather than shaped like a bubble.
What's that mean?
Oh, like the Earth.
Like the Earth.
Yeah.
The universe looks like the Earth in that it's flat, is what they think. Of course.
But it's still pretty wide.
You can't
it's
really get
flat.
Away from the you really can't get away from the universe
to
and
look
take
at
a
it.
Good gander at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the universe
and
is,
they use the word gander a lot. Yeah,
they did.
I haven't studied
take
this,
a good look at it.
But I always assumed the universe was three-dimensional.
Oh, Jesus. I need where's our community bong at?
Well, see now, when scientists say that the universe is flat, it doesn't necessarily mean it resembles a sheet of paper. More study, for instance, is needed to determine whether the universe could be bent into a donut-like shape, still considered flat by cosmological models.
Whoa, dude.
You know, I was just looking at some cosmological models yesterday, and I agree
no,
with this,
weren't.
Craig.
Yeah,
I have to try to sleep at night. I want to start thinking about
do
this.
Do you have a favorite cosmological model?
That one. Yeah. That one is the best.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
I like that one.
The blonde is my favorite.
Yeah.
Always. You can't go wrong
Uranus
with
Uranus is mine.
The Nordic-looking... the blonde chick. That's a good model.
Yeah. So, good morning.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Oh, no. It was
Wake and Bake.
All good. Yeah.
Instagram models I was looking at. Not astrological.
You were looking at porn.
I had the two confused.
Looking at porn.
Who in this room do you think had the brain power to even comprehend that story, Craig?
Not the point.
Good
not
Lord,
the point.
Man.
Yeah. Most people aren't in this room.
That just makes, that makes my head hurt.
Right.
Makes my head hurt.
Well, I was amused by that it might be flat, or that they would call it flat.
I had an astronomy course in college. I know pretty much what you're talking about.
Oh, I had one, too, and I bailed on it because I thought we would be in a planetarium.
Well, I cheated on the final, but I got through it.
Looking at stars.
See, I hung with mine because we were in the planetarium looking at stars and watching laser light shows.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is the high school college you went to.
They dumped a bunch of
math on
me. They
probably played Pink Floyd in your class, too, right?
It wasn't Floyd. I want to say it was Hendrix.
Okay.
I think we watched the Hendrix laser light show one day.
Yeah. That's why I never pursued any kind of science, even though I was interested.
Because it's tough.
Well, there's a lot of math involved.
Yeah.
In astronomy, meteorology, and I'm no good at math.
See, I think I took the astronomy class to get out of the chemistry class.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there was categories of science classes. I'm not taking that big chemistry class.
Too much math in the chemistry class, too. Yeah. I thought we'd be, making stinky concoctions.
That's just dumb. You should have known there'd be math in chemistry.
Yeah, I know, but I thought we'd, like my sixth grade chemistry kit.
Let's break it open this car battery and see what
throw
happens.
We stuff together that would make it smell like stinky eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
We put Mentos in a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
that's how scientists, train themselves.
In Todd's defense, he did go to ASU.
Yeah.
So
that's how their
chemistry class might have worked.
When I was at school in Morehead State, Minnesota.
Morehead.
I get the feeling you didn't take any classes at ASU. Every time you bring up a class, like, no, that one was at Moorhead. You didn't take any classes when you actually got to ASU, did you?
I signed up for a lot of classes, and I remember going to all the radio ones, all the radio-related ones, because I knew more than the instructor.
Yeah.
So I was good at those. But otherwise, no, I would just sign up and then withdraw on the last day. You know, the day of the deadline, I would go and get the teacher to say, you know what, I never showed up for your class, so I'm going to withdraw.
My favorite part about, I mean, obviously there's a lot of smart people that go to that college, too. We joke about it because it's such a beautiful area of the country. But my favorite part about Arizona State is when Dan Soder, from a comedian friend of ours, and also on Billions, he went to Arizona. And he's from back east originally. I think he's from Philly, actually. And he said, I was going to think about Arizona State. He goes, I wouldn't have made it there. He goes, I went up there one day. There was a pool party on a Tuesday afternoon. I just love that. Now, we all party in college, but nobody really had pool parties on Tuesday afternoons with packed amount of people. That was Arizona State. Yeah.
But you would have.
Yeah.
If
I'd have been there, I'd have went to the party. Right. But like this said, you know.
But I assumed the same thing was happening at the University of Arizona, but apparently that's not as much of a party school.
No, hell no.
As Arizona State, at least the reputation.
No. Yeah, the other reason we make fun of it is an 85% acceptance rate.
Yeah, well, a lot of schools are that way, though. A lot of schools are that way.
A lot of them, when we've talked about this, they hover in the 50s,
60s. But you know what they don't do? I know for a fact, I'm looking at colleges now, they don't give a lot of scholarships out there because they have a lot of people apply.
Oh, sure.
They don't need to give out scholarships,
right.
You know.
People will pay.
Yeah.
Did you look into Arizona State?
Originally, we visited. She didn't like the campus because she felt it was more of a didn't feel like a college campus. But the price, I was freaked out about. And also, secondly, they weren't giving scholarships even for great grades because everybody applies there. They don't need to.
Yeah,
they don't need to.
I got people that are ready to write a check.
Right.
This says it's only about $30,000 a year out of state.
No, that's just tuition, room
and
board.
Tuition and fees.
That doesn't count room and board. You're almost near 50 by then.
And the tactic I used was my parents stopped claiming me on their taxes, so I was independent.
Yeah, Todd, but also with inflation.
It's different now. It's completely different now.
Even with inflation, it's not near, wasn't near as expensive how long ago you were in school.
Oh, no, not
now
at all.
It's ridiculous. Believe me, I'm in the depth of this right now.
But they're trying to eliminate that, you got to be a resident of Arizona for 3 years or something. Yeah, they've changed the rules a lot over the years, so it's a lot more difficult to pick the college that you want.
I don't know about y'all, but yesterday I completely missed, in any number of ways, National Sex Day.
Yeah, I did look a little porn yesterday, but otherwise I...
Just a day?
Yeah.
Only get one day?
Yes.
Masturbation gets a whole month.
Well, the more people masturbate than have sex.
Thank you. That is true.
Yeah.
It's easier to get yourself to agree than it is someone else.
Yeah, you're not fighting yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot of chasing.
Not unless you want to.
That's part of the plan, right? Yeah.
Well, give up the chase, Todd, and just let her have it.
Yeah, Todd.
You know, quit playing hard to get.
I gave in yesterday.
That was nice of you.
Pulled off your stanky yoga pants. Ugh.
In New York City, health department officials there announced that they're going to begin offering free home delivery of condoms, lubricant, and the HIV self-test kits.
Be great. Your bike messenger drops those off. How you doing? Well, you're getting some, aren't you?
After I pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
They say it is a way to help encourage sexual health while the coronavirus pandemic limits access to clinics. You can access your free condoms in New York in various sizes and styles by visiting the city website.
Wrap that bear up.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's another thing. You don't want to knock somebody up during the pandemic thinking, oh, I love you, I love you. Life's short. Oh. It's not.
It's not.
No.
Don't be hasty about making babies.
No. But that's going to happen. Well, we thought it was going to happen. We don't think it might now. I think more people are worried about bringing people.
We did assume.
I think a lot of people are wearing condoms because they don't want to bring people into the world.
But then they run out.
Full of, the virus and how our country's being run, that kind of stuff.
Then they run out of condoms and say, ah, whatever.
Yeah, let's go anyway.
Greek media recommended yoga as a way to combat stress.
For men, even?
During coronavirus quarantine.
I love the Todd Lash of that joke.
Yes, for men as well. The Greek Orthodox Church says yoga has no place in the life of Christians.
Oh, that's right. All the Christers think that yoga
the
is
pagan.
For,
yeah.
I've never seen it as a threat to any religion. But
that's because the devil's got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People. 90% of Greeks identify as Orthodox. They say that yoga is a fundamental chapter in Hindu religion. It is not a kind of physical exercise.
Man. What do you say when you bend over and do the dog dare?
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you
suck
don't.
It,
no,
Jesus.
No, you don't.
Isn't it Amasfe? What do you say to each other when you leave, Todd? What do you say? I was asking Todd what he says. Amasfe, whatever you call it.
Namaste, mother.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
That might be the reason it's called anti-Christian. You guys say suck it, Jesus at the end of your yoga mat.
Yeah, I think namaste is Sanskrit for suck it,
suck
Jesus.
It, Jesus.
No, it's not. No.
Really?
I think it is.
No, I just looked it up, Greg. It is.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Actually,
direct translation.
Weeks ago, I did a long dissertation about what namaste means.
I love the fact that bending over and doing exercises for your muscles, because you know, back yoga here, is wrong, but lifting weights and running and doing sit-ups is okay. What the hell? It's just stupid.
Well, there's
I know there is, Tom. You can do yoga without even all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Like when they say, oh, well, let's, you in your mind, state your intention. Well, my intention is I'm going to get a little workout.
Exactly. So, I mean, most
people. That's what I get out of that.
But that's anti-Christian, Todd.
And you can buy into the philosophy.
Do Catholics do yoga? Of course they do.
As much as you want to. And I know I don't talk the religious affiliation of anybody at the yoga studio.
Because
I don't care.
Well, even if you do view it as some sort of religious affiliation, I know a lot of people who affiliate themselves with certain religions and don't really buy in all the way.
Yeah. Oh, like all the Christians we know.
So, you know.
All the Catholics we know.
Yeah.
To point a few fingers.
Yeah. Oh, like a lot of fingers.
Now, Greece avoided the worst of the coronavirus outbreak in Europe by introducing a lockdown early in March.
Man,
the
pussies.
Orthodox Church was criticized for suggesting that the ritual of sharing a cup amongst a congregation for communion would not spread the virus.
Yeah, well, it does.
Everyone else said, of course it does.
Yeah.
Two congregations.
One cup.
it was on this date in 1998, a 40-year-old Florida woman identified only as Elizabeth gave birth to a baby boy live on the internet.
I don't remember
it
that.
It was the first ever live birth on the internet. An estimated 2 million people watched the event.
They show the vagina and everything?
I don't recall.
You know, they do
I sincerely doubt.
Or they do that with that, you know, the sheets all around it, just where you see the hole coming out.
Or even from her perspective.
Yeah.
Her point of view, if you will.
Maybe. But it was the internet.
POV.
They could have her POV, yeah.
Yeah, POV on the internet has changed a lot since then.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm not a big POV fan, but I could deal with it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm really not either.
Once in a while, once in a while, but it's not one of my favorites.
Not first choice, but it'll work.
I'd rather be the guy sitting over there.
Right.
Getting a better picture.
A
better perspective, right. I think.
When the masturbation techniques get better are...
What was that thing we were looking at the other day on your...
Well, that's different.
Doesn't matter though. It looked like some sort of machine that sits on your lap area, Todd, and just goes up and down on you.
Oh, that
sheath.
Oh, that one. I was thinking about the other one.
It has a sheath and it goes up and down on you. That would be perfect for POV. That's what I was telling you. I said with POV,
right?
This is the best machine ever.
I think Craig's brought that thing up before. It's something that Fleshlight makes.
Yes.
Okay.
But it sits over top of you like a big piston that
sits on your lap.
And it does it on its own.
It bounces up and down on top of you.
It's hands-free.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you might pump your hips up there once in a while. Of course you will, but I don't know where the shame would kick in with that. I think once you're done, what the hell? I take this contraption off, bring out the bolt cutters.
And the hose. And then do it again later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think
not interested.
I think you can also sync those things up with VR porn.
Yeah.
Where so you'd be wearing the headset and the headphones and that thing's on your lap and that's
just, there's got to be somebody out there who's tried the virtual reality porn.
I'm sure.
Curious what that experience is like because I see any number of clips. You can't watch them normally because they split the screen. You got to have your goggles on.
But I think you mean a machine like this that does it on its own.
That and the goggles. But, you know, when the technology moves on and is very common, the POV thing, I think, is going to be the way to go.
Oh, I think so, too. Totally.
Yeah, like you saw Brockmire, didn't you? Did you watch Brockmire?
Not all of it.
No, I didn't either.
Oh, it's beyond virtual reality porn.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like the real thing.
There's a time jump in this last season where they're like in the early 2030s. And
I know that I saw a couple episodes, but not all of them.
Oh, it's come a long way.
Wow.
If that comes to fruition, we got a long ways to go yet.
I saw, I wasn't searching for this. But I don't know how it showed up.
Whatever, dude.
Shut up. I see this. I don't know what it was. All of a sudden, there was one. I clicked on it and I said, "This girl looks stoic." I should say she was just kind of sitting there looking. She had glasses on, and I think something's about to happen in this porn. And I realize her face is not moving at all. I mean, it's not making any expressions at all. And I look closer and look closer, and it's a real doll. Ooh. And then once you click on that.
You can't turn away?
Well, they give you, that's all they do. They think you're into that. So they share so you go down the clip, well, you porn up, whatever. And everyone was the guy banging some real doll. I'm thinking, that's porn now?
Yeah.
Watching a guy bang a real doll as opposed to a real woman.
And you click on one of those clips, then the algorithm figures out, oh, he must really dig this.
Right there.
And that's all it offers up.
Yeah, so you got to get out of that right away because, I mean,
I'm fine.
I don't care if you want to bang a real doll. I don't want to watch that. I'd rather, if I'm going to watch porn, a woman's going to be real.
Yeah, if you're going to watch some dude having sex.
It's a real woman.
That's why you got to be discriminated.
That's it. You're just watching a guy hump a rubber thing there at that point.
You got to watch what you pick when you're watching porn, because the algorithm will feed all kinds of other stuff in that same genre. Yeah.
It's weird what Tyler happens to find.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you guys.
Air quotes.
Being honest.
I don't know how it got there. Tranny porn.
Well, you type in tranny porn. That's how you get that.
Yeah, that's what we have all thought for years, but you keep sticking with that it just happened story.
Luke sent me one of those videos the other day.
Oh, don't open a link you get from Luke. You got to know that's going to go south.
It wasn't. At least it wasn't gross. It was just one of those.
In one way or another, it's going to be horrible.
Really hot woman, and all of a sudden she pulls her legs open. I said, I responded, with a big F you.
You responded with what you saw.
I said, wait, thanks, Luke, idiot.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The New York City Health Department recently issued guidelines for safe sex during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Among other recommendations, they advise wearing a face mask during sex.
Oh, my God.
The guidelines read, heavy breathing and panting can spread the virus further, and if you or your partner have the COVID-19 and don't know it, a mask can help stop that spread.
This is where I agree with the hole in the mask, only now. The woman should have a hole in that mask. Only when you're having sex.
Yeah, but hooking up in the time of COVID. has to be tough.
Yeah,
so YouGov asked Americans if they are willing to wear a face mask during sex.
Yes.
Now then, if you are, if you were to have, now this is having sex with someone that does not live with you.
God, I figured that.
Yeah.
Would you be willing, how willing are you to wear a protective face mask?
Yes.
I guess I would do whatever it takes at this point.
Yeah, if you were single and that was the situation, yeah, do whatever it takes.
But if I were 25 and this were happening, I think I'd be as reckless as anybody. I'd be the person I'm bitching about right now.
Yeah, but if you're already going to the trouble to put a condom on, I mean, protection. This is, I need this too.
I would do whatever it took to get laid.
Yeah.
If she wanted me to wear a mask, yeah, I'd wear a mask. If she says take it off, then yeah, I'll take it off. Or whatever.
Take it out.
She wanted you to wear a rubber, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Put this plastic bag over your head.
Use your paper bag. Yeah, you should get the paper bag request.
I don't think the
the plastic, that doesn't end well.
That's a choking situation there.
That's a
8 seconds and you pull it off.
Depends what you're into.
There's no way in hell people are wearing those. I mean, people might hook up and, are you okay? Yeah, I haven't felt bad in a couple of weeks. Either am I okay? They're not putting on my mask.
Yeah, so if you're hooking up in the age of COVID, are you not sucking face?
25% say that they would be willing to wear a face mask to have sex with someone that they don't live with. And that's just not, I'm tired of living here with the wife.
Right,
I'd love to go have sex somewhere else.
That number seems a little low.
Well, 11% would be somewhat willing. And even then,
that's still
Todd, you're right.
One third.
Yeah, you're right, Todd. That does sound low.
They get hot walking around Lowe's. I couldn't imagine humping in one of those things.
Well, you probably walked around Lowe's for longer than you would be having sex.
Ah, good point. Good point.
11% not very willing, 26% not willing at all. And, of course, men more likely than women to say, if that's what I got to do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody that said no would change their tune in a heartbeat if their partner said, put it on or we ain't doing this.
Well, every man.
First of all, Todd, with the mask on, there is no oral. It's just regular sex.
Yeah, but
Nobody's given anything.
Yeah, but in that case, you wouldn't need the mask.
It doesn't matter.
Face
it's still germs.
Face.
Still germs. Doc Mina said that.
Well, they said that your safest way to do this sort of thing is reverse cowgirl and doggy.
Right.
Where you're not face to face.
They did.
No oral. But there's no oral because that's still germs.
But again, you're not face to face there.
I know, but
you're not breathing right on somebody's face.
They're not sure of that.
Way. However, if you got to do it, go doggy or reverse cowgirl.
And don't look back at me.
At least while you're breathing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
And look at me.
Let's clarify that.
Yeah. Okay, breathing out.
Sound like there's a little necrophilia talk coming from Craig there. Mm. At least when you're breathing, don't look back at me.
I don't recall Doc Mina saying it could be transferred during oral.
She mentioned orifices, and I'm thinking, that could, I don't know. That was early on. We don't know. We're learning stuff every day.
Even if you disinfect it immediately afterwards?
I'm just saying, though.
Wipe down your junk with a Clorox wipe before you go after it?
Whatever.
That might sting.
Again, whatever it takes.
Yeah. That might sting.
Well, use the hand sanitizer as lube.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It would work, but it would burn.
I don't think it'd even work. It evaporates too quick.
I don't know. It's pretty.
Yeah, if it's got
enough. Put a bunch on there, there's enough slickness.
If it's got enough aloe vera in it.
Yeah.
Some of that hand sanitizer,
she's going to be pissed.
Is more viscous than others.
Rap.
Yeah, but you don't want alcohol.
Kills 99% of germs. I'm looking at my
and all the fun.
My Suave hand sanitizer.
And it hurts.
Yeah, it does. It burns. If you have a cut in your hand.
Yeah.
Dries. Right.
Yeah. Imagine having a cut on your junk.
Mm. That sting you. Have a couple lesions. That would sting.
Oh, my God.
Or even if you just nicked yourself trimming or something.
Yes.
You know,
I forgot about that. I manscaped yesterday. This would really burn right now.
Yeah.
I'll try it during the break.
Give it a run.
Yeah. The manscaping or?
No, if I put this on after manscaping. You're right.
Manscaped during the break.
I did last night. Been a while.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.